The History of Jazz is on Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 4 p.m. with host Paul Keevy. Listen while he explores the distinct American art form and catch more Sundays at 6 p.m. with a volunteer host, Jazz of America Avenue. Let's see. Yep. Still got some weather coming, folks. Probably going to start snowing here about 1 a.m. And then probably snow until sometime in the afternoon here in Bemidji, anyway. Oh, what do we got coming up next? Okay, so now we're going to kind of take a harder left turn, or however you want to put it, go into some punk rock. This first song is by a band called Blitz. Blitz started out as a really, really hardcore punk band, and they were just really well known for that. They played faster, rugged punk, and then they kind of played street punk, almost kind of oi. And then right towards the end, they were kind of doing this really cool mix of street punk and kind of some new wave stuff that was coming out from England at that time. And then the band just kind of fell apart, and some of the band stayed together and released another album of just basically kind of sounded like new wave dance music, reminded me of like early New Order. It's a really good album, but it wasn't Blitz. And a couple of members went on and formed Rose of Victory, and they put out an EP with I think it was just a couple covers, but just wasn't the same. And it's kind of one of those that what might have been had they stayed together and put out more albums in the direction they were going. So, but we'll play one of my all-time favorites from this band. This is called New Age. We'll be right back. That was Faded State by Canadian band Homefront. Before that, we had French punk rockers La Fraction. I was lucky enough to get to see them at the Triple Rock. It was probably 10 years ago, but just high energy. They're flying around the stage. It was pretty awesome. It was a very good classic Triple Rock show. Before that, we had No Hope for the Kids with the song No Hope for the Kids on the album. No Hope for the Kids. The band's from Denmark. Before that, we had Väki Valta by, I'm going to butcher this, Koti Tuhoa. That's a newer Finnish punk band, kind of playing the old school 80s Finnish punk, but kind of beefing it up, and really like all the stuff that they're coming out with. And then to start it all off, again, we had New Age by Blitz. And I kind of feel like Homefront kind of picked up the mantle where I thought Blitz might have gone. So really wish I would have seen them play the one of the 30th anniversary Extreme Noise shows at First Avenue. It looked like it was really, really fun. So, just to remind you, my name is Garrett, and this is the After Dark radio show. I'm going to be playing punk rock from here to midnight. So, yeah, hope you like what you're hearing. If you don't, I don't know, maybe turn it down. Maybe watch a soccer game. Put this on. Anyway, we're going to get back to the music. But first, I'm going to do a PSA because you can't forget those. On the River is a volunteer-hosted mix of folk, rock, jazz, blues, and music from around the world on KXE 7 days a week. Friends and community members choose the music every day at 1 and 7. Plus Saturdays at 4 and Sundays at 1. Big thanks to our dedicated volunteers. And I have to say, KBXC here in Bemidji has been great about supporting me as a volunteer, giving me opportunities to shadow experienced staff and just kind of let me try this out. So let's get back to the music, though. This next song is a song called Paranoia by a band called CCTV, and they were kind of lumped in with this, what they called egg punk, probably in their 2010s. There's a bunch of egg punk bands, and they're just kind of these harken back to Devo and a lot of 80s kind of synth punk. But this is one of my favorites from that genre is CCTV. This is Paranoia. We'll be right back. That was I Hate Driving in the City by Australian punk band GT off their album Goodnight Neanderthal. They have such a cool tone. We're just talking about it like it's warm, it's wobbly, it's great. It's just lo-fi fuzz. Love that. Before that was Honeybane, Girl on the Run. Honeybane was actually, that single was, I believe, the first single released on Crass Records, or one of the first. Definitely the first that was not a record by Crass. That was recently repressed a few years ago. Interesting story about her. I mean, she started her music career when she's, I don't know, 13, 14 years old. She's in and out of juvenile detention. I think it was one of the counselors at her juvenile detention center hooked her up with a woman that was helping her write songs, and then she eventually got in contact with Poison Girls and then Penny Ribaud of Crass Records fame, and the rest is history for that single. Anyway, that's the only recording she did with them. Before that was Scum by Long Knife. I got to see them in November at one of the 30th anniversary Extreme Noise shows. So good. Just fast, tight, amazing band. Super nice people as well. Before that, State Violence, State Control by Discharge. And to kick everything off, we had Paranoia by CCTV. I'm going to say 10:30, so tune in weekdays at 9 a.m. and 10 p.m. for Headwaters, your source for great music, with host Kari Hedlund, Malachi Coons, and DJ Dang. Headwaters bridges the gap between brand new and classic gems with features like music conversations, interviews, and a slice of green cheese trivia at 9:45. Again, my name is Garrett, and this is the After Dark Hour. We're playing punk rock from here to midnight. So next we have something special. I'm going to be playing, this next set is just going to be all Minnesota bands. All bands based out of Minnesota. And this first band actually has most of the members are from Bemidji, grew up in Bemidji. I was lucky enough to watch a lot of their bands. I played some music with some of them. And they just came out with an EP, I believe it was last year. It's really, really, really solid. This band is called Power Dam, and y'all know the reference if you're from Bemidji. And the song is called Curtain Call.
Looking for an exit, I can find a void dead end.
that was Damaged by Shatter, Minneapolis punk band, known Sean, the guitar player, for many years, and you can hear those ripping leads. Love it. That's off their Deny the Future EP that just came out, and they just got back from a East Coast tour supporting that EP. Before that, we had the Gateway District with United Crushers, Green Blue with Chicago, and then to kick it all off, we had Power Dam with Curtain Call. Hoping to get those boys up here and playing, or those gentlemen up here and playing. I love to see Power Dam live. Minnesota Mixtape is a deep dive into the local music scene. Fridays at 10 a.m. and Saturdays at 3 p.m. on KAXE. Host Malachi Coons continues Center Stage Minnesota's legacy of uplifting the local music scene through the latest releases, familiar favorites, and exclusive interviews. That sounds pretty cool. Guess what? It's still cold out there. It's probably going to just stay cold. So it's going to snow here soon. And at the top of the hour, I'll give you probably a more professional weather report. Again, my name is Garrett, and this is After Dark. I'm continuing on with punk rock music. This next band, legendary classic British punk band, The Damned. This is New Rose.
Is she really going out with him?
Things have gotta be. I got a new rose, I got a good.